Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game beginning this winter is treating 80 acres of spruce land in the North Fork Road area near Homer to enhance habitat for moose and other wildlife and reduce danger of wildland fire. In an effort to stave off future population decline of moose, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game continues to partner with the Homer Soil and Water Conservation District to treat accessible state lands within the Anchor River and Fritz Creek critical habitat area. With frozen ground to limit erosion, rutting, and soil compaction, the machines can get to work soon. A masticating hand on the machine will mulch the fallen spruce trees, reducing the heavy part of the fuel load into chips and chunks. Patches of soil will be scarified to remove the blue joint grass and expose mineral oil so that the birch and willow can regenerate. These are preferred forage plants for moose. This type of wildlife habitat enhancement speeds up forest succession so the moose can find food. From the mulching and scarifying described above, chips from the masticated trees will reduce the re-evasion of grass. Willow and other forage species will have the opportunity to expand, and sunlight will help these plants grow. Mechanized activities will be separated from the tributaries that flow into the Inca River by a buffer of vegetation left undisturbed. Standing dead trees will generally be left on site. In some cases, the tops of dead trees may be removed to improve safety for the crews and equipment working on site. However, habitat for captivity nesting birds and wood-boring insects will remain. Spruce beetles killed many trees on the southern Kenai Peninsula, creating a landscape that is prone to fire, poor habitat for moose, and difficult for people and moose to navigate. The southern third of the Kenai Peninsula and Game Management Unit 15C has plenty of moose with good hunter success in recent years, but the nutritional value of forage is declining as in quantity. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game comments saying treating small acreages benefits moose not only on a limited scale, while any increase in forage opportunities helps them survive the winter. These sites can also concentrate these animals where predators could take advantage of them. A comprehensive habitat enhancement and fire safety program should include the use of prescribed fire to treat select acreage across the landscape over a series of years. Community support, fire breaks, smoke management, and the availability of fire response resources, among many other requirements, must be aligned. State and federal agencies weigh the benefits of prescribed fire and recognize that having all the elements coordinated to implement a prescribed burn is several years away. Until then, ADF&G continues to manage its lands in a way that serves both values of fire management and moose habitat on lands where mechanical equipment can access sites that are likely to grow forage plants. This project is funded from a federal aid grant administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service through the Wildlife Restoration Program. The Anchor School District has shrunk its projected budget deficit for fiscal year 2024 by about $20 million. The district's chief financial officer tells KTU-TV the projected deficit has dropped from about $68 million to $48.2 million. The district lowered the projected deficit after considering additional revenue from added students, operational dollars, and federal relief money the district has been unable to spend. 2 dozen people believed to be homeless are reported to have died outdoors in Anchorage this year. Anchorage Daily News reported data from the city's police department. The deceased range in age from 30 to 74. That number does not include those who may have died in hospitals or as a result of a homicide. City officials believe overdoses are a leading cause in an increase of homeless deaths. One person is injured after a commercial building exploded in Wasilla on Sunday afternoon. Police say that person was hospitalized, but the extent of their injuries was not known. Emergency service officials say the explosion happened inside a shop-like structure next to a residence on top of the World Circle. Officials say the building was completely destroyed. Residents in the area reported hearing a loud boom and feeling their home shake. An investigation into the cause of the explosion is ongoing. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.